Ex nihilo. What does that mean? Ex nihilo.
Something about out.
Out of ex nihilo. What's that, Sharon?
Out of nothing.
Out of nothing. Did God create everything out of nothing?
It came from Him.
Go to Hebrews 11, verse 3. Hebrews 11, verse 3. As we look at that, we think about this ex nihilo. Ex nihilo. Hebrews 11, 3. Got that one?
Yeah, I got it in here somewhere.
You got it in here. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You want to come up here and read it? These microphones won't pick up very far.
By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead.
Okay, now, up, right up here. That one right there.
Oh. I was reading the wrong one. Okay.
All right.
By faith we understand that the universe was formed of God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
What was visible? Okay. What was visible? What did it come from? Now, is God the Father visible?
No.
Is God the Holy Spirit visible? No. Is God the Son visible?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Why is God the Son visible?
Well, He came down to the earth.
Why is He visible?
He's a witness to us of God's presence in the universe. And He's come down to lead us to salvation.
Brother Wright.
He's the body part of God, though, isn't he?
He is the physical, pressed out image of the invisible God. Okay? All right. He's a pressed out image of the invisible God. Goel. Brother Ray, do you remember what Goel means? Goel? Goel. It's a Hebrew word. It means kinsman redeemer. The whole book of Ruth. It's given to us to tell us what the kinsman redeemer is.
Mm-hmm.
In John 1:14, well, as we study in eternity, Bodhisheath, that means in eternities. In eternities past. In beginnings. Many beginnings, wasn't there? Did Jesus have a beginning?
No.
All right. Prove that. Why did Jesus not? What scripture and verse would you have?
John
what?
1:1.
Can you quote that in Greek?
No.
N-R-K ain ho logos. Kai ho logos ain proston theon. Kai ho logos ain theos. All right? That's what it is in Greek. Okay? In beginning. How many? Singular. Before anything else was. N-R-K, ain, ho, logos. In beginning, He kept on being the Word. Now, this is a chronological Bible, okay? Now, I like to use this many times. You've got one of these too, Brother Ray. And the first thing it uses here, it tells about eternity past. And it tells us in eternity past that something happened to the world, the universe. It said in Hebrews 11 and 3 that God made the whole universe out of that which is not seen. But it didn't say out of nothing, did it? No. It came out of God. We have God, and we do have the physical expression of God, which is the Son. Now, Jesus isn't all of God there is. Of course, is He? There's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is deep stuff right here we're talking about. This is deep, deep stuff. People have been arguing about this for 2,000 years. You know that? That's how come we got Jehovah Witnesses, and we got Seventh-day Adventists, and we've got Gardner Ted Armstrong and Herbert W. Armstrong and the Worldwide Church of God. We have all these things that have all kinds of discrepancies with the person of God. And we have Muhammad and his mixed-up idea of what God is. In John 1 and 1, it says, in eternity past, God kept on being. Okay? In one of the eternities past, in one of the beginnings, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1 and 1. Okay, we got that? How do we translate that? Let's look at Genesis 1 and 1. Vincent, do you remember how you translate Genesis 1 and 1?
No.
All right. It is Barashith, and that means in what? In beginnings, all right? And then it says bara. We're studying a little Hebrew tonight. Bara. Bara, third person. Cal, perfect. Third person, masculine, singular. Cal, perfect. So it, he had created. Now with the word bara, do you remember what that means, Brother Ray?
I got it right in my head.
To cut, to polish, to finish.
Okay, yeah, finished product.
I used to make those guitars. I didn't make that one. But I used to make guitars a long time ago. And any stage of making that guitar, you start out with wood. You had rosewood. You had mahogany. You had spruce top. You have different kind of woods. And you would make the neck out of one kind of wood. You make the body out of another kind of wood. The top was out of spruce. And you get it and stick it together. And you start putting all that mother-of-pearl binding or whatever you put around the edge of it. And you put the braces in, you glued the braces and all of that. And this is a guitar. But it's not finished. Until when? Until you finish painting about 20 coats of lacquer on it. And each coat you sand down with like 600 or 700 grit. Real fine as you can get. And then you polish it at last. And it just shines, and you just see it looks like it's a foot deep. Then you put strings on it, and you tune it up. Then it's finished. That word bara means it's done. It's finished. It's not in any process. It's done. It's finished. All right? In beginnings, he had created Elohim. Elohim is the triune God, isn't it? And then it says, Et Hashemayim v'et Haaretz. The heavens. Tell me the order in which God created things. He created Hashemayim. What does Hashemayim stand there for, Brother Ray? It means uplifted waters. But in this context, syntax, what does it mean?
Sure.
The whole cosmos. You could say cosmos. You could say cosmos. The whole, all the worlds, all of the galaxies, and there are lots of them, trillions of stars out there and discovering more. Well, you know what? God did it right there. He had done it. And then he placed the earth in exactly the right spot. Exactly the right spot. Somebody was telling me yesterday that the winds on the sun were 600 miles per hour. And we're having a lot of problems here with radio waves because of that. And I had an opportunity to say, you know what? That sun's exactly the right distance from the earth, or we wouldn't be here. And all of those things that we didn't even know about, Abraham didn't know about radio waves. And 3913 and 7220 and 160 meters or whatever, he didn't know those things. But those storms and solar flares really affect radio communications. They do. But you know what? They did that. 1,000 years ago, we just didn't dabble in that stuff. It was always going, wasn't it? It was always there. Boy, I wonder if Jesus in his time, what kind of conditions you'd have had with radio waves. You might have been on top of 5 watts around the world on 160 meters or something. Who knows? There's 10-year solar cycles going up and down. It goes up and it goes down, goes up and it goes down. This was always in effect. Before we ever discovered radio waves. And then we always try, the Indians, American Indians, when the white man came to this land, they wanted to buy Rhode Island and different places. They wanted to buy it. Indians laughing. Just laughing their heads off. Not one of them is going to outlast one rock. And they want to buy the land. What kind of crazy people are they? This is God's land. We don't own any of this. It's God's. God made it. He made the rocks. He made the sky. He made the trees and everything. We can't own it. Let's go ahead and sell it to them. It don't mean nothing anyway. Those guys are going to die in a few years. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for the Indians, they'd have died right with that generation. You can't own anything. It's all God's. This world's God's. All the air's God's. John 1:1, the oldest verse in the Bible. John, or Genesis 1:1, has a beginning, doesn't it? And that beginning was in where? In eternity past. Way back over here. Genesis 1:1. Do you remember that one, Sharon? Okay. We haaretz, tohu wabohu, we hoshek el panei hamayim. We ruah elohim el panei meripacheth el panei hamayim. We have, and the earth she had become formless and void. And this was when? What period of time is this now? Still in eternity past. We haven't come to time yet. Now, we started in Genesis. Well, and let's look at a couple of things. Jesus Christ had no beginning, did he? He's Jehovah. All right. Did he have a beginning on this earth? When he became our Goel.
Yeah.
What verse is that?
John 1:14.
Kahalogos starts again. And the Word, flesh, he became and dwelt among us. Okay. Now let's look and see what it says in Psalm 90. Before the mountains were brought forth, ever you had formed the earth and the cosmos, the universe. Even from eternity to eternity, you are God. Before he created anything, God was there, wasn't he? Okay? And then in Isaiah 14, we find out what happened in Genesis 1 and 2. Now, if you don't know Hebrew, you're not going to know what happened in Genesis 1 and 2. The earth, she had become formless and void. That's perfect tense. She wasn't created that way, was she? In Isaiah 14, it talks about how art thou fallen from heaven, O Hillel. Hillel, O shining one, or in Latin, Lucifer. Son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, and you did weaken the nations. For you said in your heart, I will ascend up into heaven. Where's that? What heavens are we talking about? The third heaven. And exalt my throne above the stars of the angels of God and the stars of God. I will set upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. How do you get to the abode of God? You go north. Straight north and go out there into the third heaven. And that's above the atmosphere, and that's above the universe. All of the galaxies out there, and there is the person of God in the abode of God. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High, and yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. In Ezekiel 28, you have been in Eden, the garden of God. Who's that? You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Who was in Eden, the garden of God? Who was it?
Lucifer.
Was the king of Tyre ever there?
No.
So what's this talking about? Talking about Lucifer. You know, some people believe that Satan had no part in the earth at all until Genesis, the third chapter. There was no fall, no nothing. There was no sin in the universe until Genesis, the third chapter. What do we have here? And this is when? Genesis, third chapter is in space and time after we went through all this reconstruction of the earth. We're talking about eternity past. So is that a little bit hermeneutically and chronologically, is that off? That sin didn't begin until the third chapter of Genesis? No, the third chapter of Genesis is in space and time. We're talking about eternity past. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to, if you ever get the Quran and read the Quran where that Muhammad tells about meeting the beast that carried him to the third heavens, or the seven heavens, actually, not third heavens, the seven heavens. He's got more too many. He's got about four too many heavens, okay? And a whole lot more too many gods. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardis and topaz and diamond, the beryl and the onyx and the jasper and the sapphire and the emerald and the carbuncle and the gold and the workmanship of your tabrets and your pipes was prepared in you in the day that you were created. Now, Muhammad describes this beast as this, like this. Somewhere, somebody read this to him. You are the anointed cherub. What order of angels is Lucifer in? He's a cherub. I said that last night, didn't I? I said he was a cherub, didn't I? A cherub. Is that correct? He's a cherub? What kind of order of angels are they? You remember the order of angels?
No.
How about it, Brother Ray? The order of angels. How many orders of angels are there?
Three.
Okay. Marilyn, can you name an order of angels?
Yeah.
Lucifer? Okay, I want the order of them. What kind of angels are there? What are there?
Archangels.
We got cherubims here, don't we?
We got seraphims.
And seraphim. What's seraphim mean?
I don't know.
Vincent? Seraphim. Sharon? Seraphim.
Flaming.
What? Flame. A burning, bright, flaming, powerful, burning power. The cherubs have what? They have wings. Does Satan have wings? At least he did one time. You know, they got people losing their wings and all this kind of stuff. But he's a cherub. He's got wings. Okay, and he probably don't have pointed head with horns on it either, or a forked tail, or a pitchfork in his hand. The guardian angels comes out of Lucifer's realm that did not sin and follow him. They're because they're in their material realm, and we live in a material realm, don't we? So they are there. You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. The holy mountain of God. What's mountain stand for in the Bible, Vincent? You remember?
Government.
You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. What stones of fire? You remember in the book of Revelation? What is the pavement that the throne of God sets on?
It's a diamond.
It's a diamond. Do diamonds reflect light?
Yeah.
Like fire. They got fire in them, fire in them, fire in them. People said diamonds have fire in them, and they say that pearls have fire in them. What kind of gates does that city got on it?
Pearly
gates. When they appraised that pistol that I had of Audie Murphy's, it had pearl handles, real pearl handles. You shine a bright light in them. Do you remember them, Sharon, those pearl handles? It would just explode with light. That throne of God explodes with light. All of the beauty of the throne room of God is just unimaginable in our eyes. If you take like Audie Murphy's pistol, shine light on, see all that glory, and just magnify it by about a million trillion times. People would go there and they shine a flashlight on. They said, boy. Another man that appraised it, he said, boy, those pearl handles have fire in them. Fire in them. Good pearls and good diamonds have fire in them. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in them. that God, Brother Ray, that God necessitates sin in the universe? Did he make it? Did he decree sin?
No.
Did he allow sin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he allowed it to happen. Did he allow Satan a choice where he could serve God or not?
Right.
Now, we're in Genesis 1:26 is where we are. I'm going all of this way to get there, okay? Now, did Satan, was he perfect? Was he sinless at one time?
Yes.
Did he lead out in the worship of God once? For how many years?
A few.
54 years.
Million? Eternity? Is it? I don't think time exists in eternity. We have a eternity, and we have time in a little marked off piece of eternity. That we talk about from here to there. That's it. This is what we call God's plan of the age of God's eternal purpose or whatever. And we see things that have happened and things that are going to happen also. By the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of you with violence. And you have sinned, therefore I will cast you down profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub. What does the word covering mean? What is cover? What's a cover for? What's a cover for? What do you put a roof on a house for?
Keep you protected.
To protect. Was he at one time a protector of the material universe of God? Was he? O covering cherub. O protecting cherub. And then he has sinned. From the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. Because he was so bright. So bright. I have seen women that are too pretty for their own good. And Stella used to tell me all the time, pretty is as pretty does. That saying goes back hundreds of years, by the way. Hundreds of years. Pretty is as pretty does. Was Lucifer pretty? Very beautiful. By reason of your brightness, I will cast you to the ground, and I will lay you before kings, and they shall behold you. And you have defiled your sanctuaries. I don't know how. Now, I know where the throne was of Lucifer. Where was it?
Eden.
Eden. What does Eden mean? Remember what Eden means, Brother Ray? Eden.
East.
Eden. Eden. Do you remember what it means?
Earth, east of earth or something?
No. Maryland. What Eden mean? Well, Eden was a throne room in paradise, but what does Eden mean, Sherry?
Delicacies. Whatever?
Delicacies.
Oh, delicacies.
It means privilege. Tremendous privilege. Delicacies, it has the idea. How many of you have ever eaten very expensive hors d'oeuvres? Just little tiny bites. A food that is very expensive and extremely tasty. Have you ever done that? Marilyn? Have you ever had hors d'oeuvres? Little tiny bits, tastes of things that are really good?
Yeah.
Seed candy? Oysters? Lutefisk? Things. Caviar. You know, they like caviar. All of these dainties, it's food that only kings can afford to eat. That's what Eden meant. A very privileged place. A throne room. You defiled your sanctuaries by multitude of your sins and by the sins of your traffic. Therefore, I will bring fire... Frame forth fire from the midst of you, and it shall devour you, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all of them who behold you. Where is he going to be? In eternity. Where is Satan going to be? Eternity future. Where is Satan going to be? In the lake of fire. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, EMC 2.
You know that.
You know, Brother Ray, in your being right now, that you have a tremendous amount of energy in you. You know that? There's a tremendous amount of energy. Energy that can never be squelched. And we are what we call normal, what we call fragile beings. But we have energy in us, and that energy comes from God's Spirit. God's Spirit that dwells in us. That Spirit is powerful. And it is tremendously powerful. Energy equals light times the speed of light, mass times the speed of light squared. How much energy is in Satan? You think that hell will be fired by the energies that was inherent in these beings, and this just consumes and consumes and consumes itself? Think about that. That kind of energy. From within. It just gives us a little look-see. I will bring forth fire from the midst of who? Of you. And it shall devour you. And I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all of them that behold you. You will be brought down from high places down to ashes. What the most rudimentary elements. You much more mighty, you were once powerful, but you're going to just burn and burn and burn and burn and burn and burn, and people will see you as nothing now. In Genesis 1 and 1, Genesis 1 and 2, that is, we ha'aretz, hatia tuhu avuhu, and the earth became formless, and darkness became over the faces of the deep. Jeremiah, the 4th chapter, says, in verse 23, behold the earth, and lo, it was without form and void in the heavens, and they had no light. When did that happen? Who was the light carrier of the universe? Satan. Lucifer. It is Hillel. Lucere, as it is in Latin. Lucifer. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. What's it talking about? The governmental forms. The angelic forces are shaken. Why were they shaken? I beheld, and pay attention, there became no man. All birds of the heavens were fled. Beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness. And all the cities, therefore, were broken down. All the cities? What kind of cities? What kind of cities? All the cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by His fierce anger. What kind of cities?
That's talking about an eternity, right?
Yeah, we're talking about an eternity past.
Maybe.
Were there animals on this earth at one time?
The
sure there were. The animal kingdom. The animal kingdoms were thrashed and killed. I don't know whether anything made it through at all. I don't think anything made it through. Without light, there is no life, is there? Isaiah 45 says, for thus saith Jehovah, that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it, He established it, He created it not in chaos. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. And then Genesis, the 2nd chapter. In verse 4, and these are the generations of the heavens and the earth, when they were reconstructed in the day the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Let's go back now to Genesis 1:26. Let's look at it. We went a long way to get back here. (Clears throat) Vayomer. Elohim. Naaseh. Adam. And then it says, Bitzlietmanu. Kidmutanu. And it says, Me ye Rado, Radu. Vidgat. Hayom. You be oath. Hashemayim. You va behema. You be call Haaretz. You be call Haaremes. Haaremes El Haaretz. And he said, Elohim, we shall make of our own volition. We. That's plural. Now, Elohim is what? The triune God. Okay, it's not singular. It's not dual, but it's plural because there are three in the Godhead, right? There are not three separate individuals in the Godhead. How many individuals are in you, Sharon?
One person, but three aspects.
Three aspects of it. Three entities of that. Are you made in the image of God?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Made in the image of God. And he said, Elohim, we shall make, because we want to, because of our own solidarity and all our own sovereignty, Adam. In our footprint. Like a footprint. Like a physical, spiritual, and mental footprint. Adam is going to be like God. In our shadow casting likeness. In our blood flowing likeness. And in our sovereign likeness. Let him have dominion. Let him have sovereignty among the fish. The waters and the wing flappers, the womblies, according to the Lakota. Womblies, are wing flappers, Brother Ray. They flap wings. This we the oof. And in oof and in birds of the heavens, birds that are flying around, urano in Greek, in the heavens. This is sovereignty now. And in domesticated four-legged livestock, you va behemah. You know what one of the most dangerous big animals is? What's one of the most dangerous big animals?
Lion.
What?
The lion.
No, we're talking about this. This is a big, powerful animal.
Probably an alligator.
Mm. Elephant.
One of the most dangerous animals.
Bear, grizzly.
A hippopotamus. And you don't think about it. Hippopotamuses have killed more people than anything else, I guess. They're powerful. They're hippopotamuses. That's a Greek word. That means water horse. That's what the Greeks call them, water horses. They kill people. They're powerful. You be called. And in all Haaretz, all the earth, you be called, and in all of the Haaremes. Remember what this Remes is? Remember that? No, you don't remember what Remes is?
Nope.
That's a creepy crawler.
That's creepy. What a creepy crawler is.
Creepy crawler. Remember, we talked about the scorpions.
Yeah.
Creepy crawling across the floor. The creepers. The creeps. The little creepy things. And now man has got dominion, sovereignty over all these things, doesn't he? But whose are they? They're God's. We're taking care of them. We're watching over them. We've got dominion over them. We've got sovereignty over them. They're creeping upon the earth. this verse proves the triuneness of God and the triuneness in man. There are some theologians out there that say man's only do well in nature and angels only do well in nature. Did God make angels in his image?
Yes.
Do angels have form?
Yes.
Do spirits have form? No. They don't have, they're not clothed. Spirits are not clothed. Angels are clothed with form. We just don't see that form. And we know, how many angels you've seen today, Carol? You don't know, do you? You don't know. How about Brother Ray? How many angels see today?
Back in the day, I seen a lot of angels.
Yeah.
Do they get their clothes?
They weren't angels.
What?
Do they get their clothes at Penny's? J.C.
Penney? I don't know where they get their clothes. But I know what color they are. White. And I know that they look like men, don't they? The other night we studied the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis, and we see two angels there that look like guys, males. And one of them is God the Son. One, not angels, but one of the persons there. There was three persons, and those three persons represent what? The Trinity. Now let's look at 127. Vayivra. Elohim. Et ha-Adam. Betzomo. Betzomu, that is. Betzilem. Elohim. Bara. Oto. Zakar. Unikeva. Bara. Otam. And he saw. And he saw. It says, and he created Elohim. He created. And this word created there means what? He finished him. It's finished. Elohim. Et. The humanity. The human race. Ha-Adam. The human race. And then it says, Bitzulmo, in his spirit casting likeness, in his skia in Greek, in his spirit shadow, Elohim. He had created. That third person, masculine and singular, cal perfect. He had created him. Male and female. He had created them. Now, the whole human race was in who?
In Adam.
Adam. The whole human race was in Adam. Now let's get over here to 128. Vayet Varek. Otam. Elohim. Vayomer. Lahem. Elohim. Peru. Yurivu. Yumilu. Et. Haaretz. Wecha. Shall call. We shall la. That is. We shall be shah. Yuridu. Bidgoth. And the second part of it, Hayam. Yuvioth. Hashamayim. Yuvikal. Chaya. Haromaseth. All Haaretz. Vayivarech. And he had blessed intensely. He had blessed intensely and continually them. Elohim. Wyomer, and he said and kept on saying to them, Elohim, be fruitful. Masculine plural, cow, imperative. Be fruitful, peru, that word fruit, be fruitful. How many children were in Eve's womb? At least 1,000. If she is indicative of women today, they have at least 1,000 eggs in their ovaries.
There's a plant called the mother of 1,000.
Yeah. You renew and multiply and plenish and fill up. And fill up. That word fill up. You milu. And fill up et the earth. And then it says, we cheshu. And let him conquer her. Let him have sovereignty over her. And then it says, you redo. And let him lord over and have dominion among the fish. Among fish. All right, among fish. Bid God, among fish. Remember what the word for the fish god was?
Dag.
What?
Dag.
Remember that one?
Dagon.
Dagon. Dagon. Dagon. That's in that word. In the sea. All right. And birds, wing flappers, in the heavens. And in all creepy crawlers, living things. Actually, living things there. It's living things. And crawlers upon the earth. You know that mankind has not discovered everything that Adam was over yet. Do you ever find a new species or something, Vincent? Do you ever find one? Do they ever find that?
I think they do sometimes.
Time to time. Where are many of them? These species we haven't discovered yet.
Probably in the ocean.
In the ocean. In the depths of the ocean. Do you know in the depths of the ocean there are cures for many diseases? In the depths of the ocean, there are cure for diseases. This coral and this, what we call oyster remains in the bottoms of the seas. There are many cures in the world today. Mankind has, we have not seen all the things that Adam saw. Did you know what? We haven't seen all the things Adam saw. Why? Because Adam named them all. Let's look and see what he says here. Wyomer. Elohim. Hine. Natati. Lehem. Et. Kol. Esev. Zoriah. Zera. Asher. Al. Panei. Kol. Haaretz. Weath. Kol. Haaretz. Asher. Boo. Perry, Etz, Zoriah, Zara, Lahem, Yeyeh, Li'achila. All right. And he said, Elohim, and he said and kept on saying, Elohim, behold, pay attention, I have given to you every herb seeding itself, seeding itself, which upon the faces of all the earth. There are plants on the face of the earth, all the earth. Now, after the fall, are there plants you can't eat? Are there plants that are poison? Yeah. Marilyn's mother made a nightshade jelly one time. Wonder didn't kill every one of them. Nightshade jelly. Nightshade is what? That's a poison.
Mm-hmm.
What? Melodonna. Yeah, nightshade. That's my stomach medicine.
It's related to the potatoes.
Yeah, it's potatoes and tomatoes. And American Indians genetically developed those plants where you could eat them, a tomato and potatoes. Did you eat tomatoes today?
No.
Eat ketchup? No ketchup today?
No.
You didn't eat potatoes today? No papas?
No.
Oatmeal.
You ate oatmeal. All right. That's European food, see.
I'm a Mexican European.
Yeah. Did you eat any potatoes today? No. You ate oatmeal? Nothing else besides oatmeal? Marilyn, did you eat any ketchup today or tomatoes? Do you think it had tomatoes or potatoes in it?
Not today.
Not today.
Oh, yes, I did.
That's what I thought. You eat any ketchup today or anything?
Not ketchup, but there was a tomato sauce on my. I had some, like Angel had a pasta with zucchinis.
You had a little poisonous nightshade with that. But it has been tamed. Upon the faces of all the earth. Then it says, and sign of the object in every, the tree. Hyets and tree, which, that's a particle of relation, which, in him, fruit. Every tree has fruit in him. Every tree has seed in him. Did any of you eat any fruit today?
Yep.
You ate fruit today. All right, Marilyn, you ate fruit today. Did you eat fruit? Any of you eat fruit? No fruit. No cherries, no nothing, no fruit.
I had cherry yogurt.
All right, cherry yogurt. All right. Fruit. And a tree seeding itself. To you, it shall become, or he shall become, for food. What's man? He's a vegetarian here, isn't he? He's eating fruit and vegetables. Fruit and vegetables. I'm going a little bit further now. Yulikol. Chayat, Haaretz, Yulikal, Oph, Hashemayim, Yulikol, Remes, all Haaretz, Asher, Bu, Nefesh, Chayat, Et, Kol, and then we have a Yerek. And then we have the word Esev, Li'achila. These are long sentences. Wahi, Cain. And to all living things, Chayet. That's Cha there, means that's living things. And all living things of the earth. And to every wing flapper in the heavens, or heavens, the heavens, Yulikol, and to all Rames, that's the creeper crawlers, upon the earth, which in soul, look at that, they have souls, a soul of life, souls, individuals of life, souls of life. Do animals have souls? What's it say? Do they have souls? Yes. Do they have nefesh? That's nefesh. Nefesh, souls of life, every green herb and vegetation to be food, and to keep on becoming, though, so upright and honest. Now what's he doing? He's given all the food. Is everybody a vegetarian? Everybody's a vegetarian here. Everybody is a vegetarian. Now, we got 5 days now so far, okay? 5 days are finished. 5 days, 6 days. 6 days. And he saw Elohim. Wait a minute, Wayar. Elohim Ethkal Asher. Asa Wihene Tov. Miod Waihi Erev. Waihi Voker, Yom Hashishi. All right. Now we've had 5 days. Now we got the sixth day. The sixth day, God created man and he created animals for to be companions with man. Now we have man and his companions. Wayar, and he saw Elohim, then the sign of the direct objects, all which he had made. Third person masculine, singular, cow perfect. And behold, Tov. What does this word Tov mean? Sharon, Tov.
Upright and
Complete and good. Loving and kind. Tov. What is the Greek word that corresponds to this? Agathos. Agathos. Not kalos, but agathos. Cain would be kalos. This is agathos. Spiritually good. And then it says, exceedingly good. And he became evening, and he became morning. How does the day start? Remember that, Vincent, how does the day start?
In the evening.
And day the sixth. The Hebrew day begins in the evening. All right, we finished the first chapter of the book of Genesis. Do you have any questions? Interrogatio. Any questions at all? Any questions? Vincent, got a question?
No.
Brother Ray, you got 1,000 questions.
Yep, but we don't got time for
it. He's a father of 1,000.
All right, Sharon, questions?
Well, when Adam was made, because this says he made them and then he made them male and female, so.
The second chapter gives you more detail. God just makes a statement in the first chapter, and then he tells you exactly how he did it in the second chapter. Mm-hmm. Now, he made man and woman in Adam, didn't he? And then he did what to Adam?
Hypnotized
him. He hypnotized him into a deep hypnotic trance, and he took from his sides, which were jumping ahead a little bit, and he made Isha. Took from Ish and he made Isha. And Isha means what? Out of man. And what is the English? Woman. And woman in every language means out of man. Simple as that. What? Out of man. Out of man. All right. Any?
So men are the... Well, in a way,
a man,
mothers of women, because they came out of them.
Yeah.
You better watch
it. Man is the mother of women, in all reality. Okay?
Yeah, I mean,
really. He took from his sides, and his bones, and his fleshes, and his bloods. We're going to see that. Marilyn. I remember when I was going to that Pentecostal church, they had some of the wildest ideas. They said, he has less ribs than a woman because, because he took from a rib. But does the Bible say that he took from a rib?
Nope.
It says sides. It didn't say rib. It said sides. Sides, plural. All of his sides. He took all the feminine part out of man and made it woman.
Mm-hmm.
Made him woman. Marilyn, do you have any questions? Have any questions?
Just reading something interesting here. I just thought I'd mention it. It says the vast galaxy we live in is spinning at the incredible speed of 490,000 miles an hour. But even at this breakneck speed, our galaxy still needs 200 million years to make one rotation.
Yeah. That's just vast beyond what we understand. But we know one thing. The universe is exploding forth from God, isn't it? And it goes out there and all of a sudden it stops. And then what happens, Brother Ray? This is science, too. What does the Bible say? It shall all come back together.
Yeah.
We don't understand that at all. Period. I can't comprehend that.